Hello, and welcome to another Institute for Sound Public Policy podcast. I'm your host, Kevin Lin, and I'm also the executive director of the Institute. In this series, we offer our short take on daily stories impacting working Americans. And today's story is about non-compete agreements. On April 23rd, the Federal Trade Commission, or FTC, issued a final rule banning future non-compete agreements, and this is a big win for American workers. A non-compete clause commonly found in employment contracts prohibits workers from creating or joining another company in the same industry. Currently, 1 in 5 American workers, totaling roughly 30 million people, are bound by these agreements. However, their next employment contract will no longer bar them from working in the same profession, in the same geographic area, and with other competitors. Companies have been exploiting these agreements to restrict worker mobility, depress wages, and bolster their hold over their employees. While the employers benefit from locking in their workers and preventing a truly competitive labor market, it has had a disproportionately negative impact on highly skilled workers such as physicians, scientists, and engineers who are often forced to relocate and or leave their field entirely. A study from MIT that surveyed 1,000 engineers as well as included 50 interviews found that 43% of engineers signed a non-compete agreement in the past 10 years. Of these engineers, 1/3 moved to a different industry in their next job. The non-compete agreements, barring them from working 1 to 2 years, impeded them from plying their trade, making a living, and increased job instability. Speech recognition engineers, for instance, were 3 times more likely to leave their industry when bound by a non-compete agreement compared to when they were not. One industry veteran from the study summed the issue up as follows. I have been in this industry for 20 years. I have a PhD in the field. I walked in the door with an enormous amount of experience, and while I worked there for 1.5 years, they added maybe, 2% to that? And now they want to prevent me from working in speech and using any of what I know. Going forward, engineers can now fully leverage the skills they attained over their careers to create new startup firms or innovate and solve pressing problems. The FTC anticipates there will be 17,000 to 29,000 more patents per year, along with the creation of 8,500 new businesses as a result of this rule change. For companies worried that highly skilled scientists will simply take their trade secrets and run, understand, companies are still able to enforce NDAs or non-disclosure agreements, and 95% of workers with a non-compete already have an NDA. Thank you for tuning in, and if you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to either hit that thumbs up button or like button, as they inform the algorithm there is an audience for this kind of content. And if you haven't already done so, either subscribe or follow us. That way you'll receive notifications each time we upload a new podcast. Take care and see you in the next podcast.